the spiritual, the paranormal, angels,
demons,
off-worlders,
UFOs,
conspiracies,
weird weather, seen and the unseen. It's Sight Unseen with your host, psychic and medium, Danielle Agnew.
Hey everybody, welcome to this wonderful Wednesday. Welcome to Sight Unseen, my goodness. Thank you for coming in with us on this wonderful Wednesday. This is the first day of Mercury retrograde, so we're going to talk about that today. We also have a wonderful guest on our show today, tonal healer and intuitive, Marcia Reichert. Welcome back to the show, Marcia.
Thanks, Danielle. How are you?
I am doing okay. I tell you what, I am flying by the seat of my pants with the best of them today. This has been the most fascinating week. Been moving for the past week or so. Mm-hmm. And it is the, you know, physical locations from point A to point B. And as you noted, last week we had a best of show because I was moving. And so I also had in hostage my soul co-host, Roy Pack, who was helping me move. So I kind of had both radio shows, you know, unwittingly by the scruff there. However, what I have noted this past week is a lot of freneticism and just trying to cram everything into one area. And no matter how hard you try to do that, it just, what you're trying to cram in is not happening.
Absolutely. And, yeah. Including yourself, right?
Your body. My God. Including your body. I know. And I came in to get some body work with you today, which thank God I did. But what I wanted to talk about on our show today is this time acceleration that we are in. I don't want to call it a time acceleration. I want to call it a velocity issue that we're having in 2015.
And holy cow, is everything flying by.
It is.
You're on one of those, not the escalators, but the thing that moves you down the airport.
The people movers, the flat people movers.
Well, and only you don't know that you're on that.
Exactly. I mean, and I have had Mercury retrograde weirdness. Let's touch on that quickly. Today is, of course, the first day of Mercury retrograde.
Yes.
And this has been a heck of a shadow period. So this is a lot of communication snafus. It's a lot of technical mishaps. You know, I'm on my way down to the studio and losing time left and right and attempting to actually text the studio tonight to say, oh my God, here we come. And my phone just dies in my hand. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So I'm sending Sean mental brainwaves saying, hey, I'm on my way. I swear to God, I'm on my way. But the Mercury retrograde interruptions that we're going to experience now are also to do with looking in the rearview mirror and evaluating issues from the past.
Right.
What has happened? What's gone down? What worked? What didn't work? And my clients today have been people calling up going, oh my God, I thought I was over this. Why am I experiencing blah, blah, blah today? And I'm like, oh, honey, it's what's happening right now. It's just what's happening. So let us kick off this topic today on Sight Unseen, which is the velocity issue of 2015. Which, of course, what this means is that many of you listening may have noted that everything's happening super quickly right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Out the gate. Big changes for business. Big changes for people. My wife and I moved into a brand new house that just came up out of nowhere at the end of this month and Christmas. You got to be in there by January. Boom. And I'm like, whoa, I was so not prepped up. I'm not even done putting my Christmas decorations away. What the hell is happening?
Right.
So, Marcia, what are your observations on, we are into the year of reconciliation, which means we go live. You take your gifts and talents out there. What are your observations about this velocity issue? We are what, 21 days into the new year and people are getting their hair blown back and losing their minds. What are your observations?
Oh my gosh, yes. And a lot of people are waking up right now spiritually. So everybody is kind of in this panic mode.
Panic mode is a good way to put it.
It has shoved them into a panic mode. So people that, I mean, everybody is being challenged right now. So depending on where you're at spiritually, you know, that makes a difference on what's happening in your life. But people have been compelled to go back to ex-loved ones. People have been compelled to decide that they're going to leave their partners. I've seen the people waking up spiritually are just blown away. And some of them are in a sheer panic thinking they're never doing anything right. Some of them are thinking, oh my God, I do everything right. And it's all going to be my way. And
there's that.
Finally, yesterday I said, oh no, I'm going away. I'm taking a bath. I'm getting away from everyone. Yeah. So everybody lost me for a while. That was fine.
And you know what? That's okay, Marcia, because you're there for a lot of people. And one of the velocity issues that we're dealing with right now is how do I get my ballast on my own as a spiritually developed person without the beautiful, puffy 2014 year of illumination support structure of, wow, I'm this and I'm that and I'm coming into my own and oh, yes, you are and that's fabulous. Well, 2015's coming in with a foot in the butt crack saying, guess what?
You're here.
So let's get you to work.
Right.
Come on. And for a lot of people, that's a lot of energy, a lot of velocity
exactly.
very quickly.
Right, right.
And what I would tell people on this note is that we don't need to fear the velocity.
No.
Go with it. Go with the flow. And if yes. that means, like for you, Marcia, yesterday, if that means disconnecting from the flow and saying, I cannot physically do this right now, then do it. Because
right, right.
I guarantee you tomorrow you're going to be called on to do 65 things.
You bet. And I was.
You were today. Yeah. You went out. You crossed the state lines today. You went out of state and came back in. And
right,
then I hit you up
right,
for body work today.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah. And help loads of people on the way down and on the way back.
Exactly. And that's what we have been doing right now is coming into oneness, not only with purpose, but with velocity. Now, I'll use myself right. as an example. Okay, we obviously we've been moving in a physical location. It's a wonderful new house we're moving into. It's great. Yet it is the move that keeps on giving. You know, typically you move once and you're all moved out. This was a process. It was moving this part and then moving
right.
this part. Then we're moving my wife this weekend. And it's just the endless bit of move.
A whole month of move, yeah.
That's what it's been, is the whole month of move. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Yet again, it's about the release process and the velocity at which this occurred.
Right, right.
And so we didn't have a whole bunch of opportunity to actually get prepared. And what I'm noticing is people are freaking out about the lack of preparation right now. And I can completely relate with that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We all think we are prepared, even though, I mean, no matter how spiritual we are or how much we think we've grown, all of a sudden we're going, I'm not prepared for this. I don't know where
yeah.
I'm at.
That's exactly right. And I'm going to be the first one to say, thank God, the one thing that I can do right now is my job.
Yeah.
You know, because
oh, yeah.
I'm a translator. You're probably the same way.
I am. Yeah. Pour myself into work. That's
exactly.
Right.
I can translate for these angels. I can look at the future and the past, whatever, because none of that's about me.
Right.
Exactly. None of that's about me. If it's about me, I'm like, are you kidding me? This is not happening right now. And one of the most fascinating things that I've noted is in the healers are awakening right now.
Oh, absolutely. Loads of them are coming out and learning new stuff. And things are being, they're almost being bombarded with things every single day. And so some of them are thinking, I'm not able to handle this. You know, whether it's, they think they aren't going fast enough or they think that they're going too fast, you know, so.
Absolutely. It's one or the other with people.
Yeah, definitely. But I know that people are using their gifts more and more too, which is fabulous. So I know somebody's sending you energy right now.
Good.
I can feel it.
Yeah. I think I'm getting energy from several people right now,
probably.
To be honest with you. I'm like, wow, thanks you guys. I could actually use that right now. And that's beautiful. Our healing community globally is amazing.
Yes.
Here in Montana, you know, in Billings, Montana, for those who are out of the area that are listening right now, Billings gets a bad rap for being, you know, oh, it's got a bunch of refineries and it's in the eastern half of the state. Actually, it's not in the eastern half of the state.
It's right smack dab in the middle.
We are dang in the middle. And we're south central. As a matter of fact, we're right up against the Beartooth Mountains. I mean, not right up against, but 40 miles away.
Right.
So when I hear people talk about Billings, one of the things that they don't talk about is the geomagnetic spiritual center that this place is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And as we transition and go through all kinds of this velocity issue, I definitely feel it through the vortex points here.
Oh yeah.
Like crazy. I'm like,
sure.
Oh my God, you gotta be kidding me. I mean, this
sure.
is, we are coming out the gate.
Right. Even the vortex points in my office, they've been working overtime and they're growing bigger and yeah, it's just wonderful.
Your office is amazing. And of course, for those just tuning in, our guest tonight is Marcia Reichert, tonal healer and intuitive. She's also owner of SoulSync Bodywork here in Billings, Montana. And do tell us a little bit about SoulSync, because I love when I have you on, I want to pump your business because what you do is amazing.
Well, SoulSync Bodywork has become kind of a clubhouse for metaphysical people who are growing, which is amazing. We even have people there tonight that we didn't realize were going to show up, and they just show up and started talking, and they could be still be there. I'm not sure, but
right on.
I think it was wonderful that while I was working, there were other people just being in there. So it's a community that is all metaphysical people. We have all different kinds of people, from massage therapists to energy workers and all different kinds of energy workers to hypnotherapist, and we've got a few people. We've even got counselors in there sometimes. So depending on who's working that day, you can find all different kinds of stuff there. So,
and it's pretty magnificent. Where is it located?
208 North 29th Street and Suite 227.
And if I was looking you up online, I would go to
www.soulsyncbodywork.com.
Fabulous. I had to get you, I had to do some shameless self-promotion for not myself, but you in that case. And I'm happy to do that, Marcia.
Thank you.
You're listening out there today and you're experiencing huge volumes of velocity, huge changes that you need to make massive life-changing decisions on in 1 second, give us a call. Of course, our studio line is 406-545-4496, option one. Again, that's 406-545-4496, option one. And of course, for our wonderful Mercury retrograde snafus, I, of course, always shout out about the shows on Facebook, and Facebook would not post my post today. We're sorry, you were experiencing an error. Please try again. I'm like, excuse me. And so I went through Hootsuite thinking Hootsuite would have a better way into Facebook, and Hootsuite wasn't working either,
wow,
saying that it was having difficulty. And every time I went to post, it would tell me that it needed content to post, even though there was posted content in it. So again, this is typical Mercury retrograde. I figure whoever's tuning in tonight is supposed to tune in.
Absolutely.
So, you know, or we'll go up in, what's the word I'm looking for? We'll go up in archive and people can tune in at that point.
Right.
Well, we are streaming live. So if you're listening again, that's 406-545-4496. Option one on the switchboard. Make sure you hit option one. We can discuss your velocity issues and what's happening in your life and why it's happening so quickly, because it is just kicking people in the keister right now.
It is. Yeah. All kinds of people too.
Man.
Pretty much everybody I know.
Yeah. Big life changes too. And we're not talking little things. We're talking big things.
Yes.
People taking over businesses, people going into brand new businesses, people, like you said, trying to return to the old because
yes,
they fear
because
the new.
Right. That's a big one. And boy, I wish people would let go of that fear. All kinds of people.
Yeah.
Some of them that I care about the most are the most afraid, which is unfortunate.
And, well, and that's the thing, guys. This is not the time to look in the rearview mirror. This
no,
is not the time
no.
to go backwards. This is the time to go forward.
Right, and face all those fears. If you can just take a moment to work through the fear, it's not really all that scary. It's all in your head.
Yeah, it is all in your head. You know, one
yeah.
of the messages I had for a client today that came through from their angelic life was that we were meant to actually be experiencing I'm trying to truncate this message. It was, we are meant to actually be experiencing no handrails right now.
Uh-huh.
How it feels to go down the hill on a snowboard instead of skis with poles. I mean, this is just going down at a velocity
yeah.
and allowing
yeah.
the inertia of what's trying to happen to take you.
Wow.
And a lot of people, including myself, you know, there were a couple of areas I was hicking up on going, oh my God. Just personal areas that were difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And it had to do with the velocity at which things were occurring.
Sure.
And
yeah.
it's pretty sudden after this. Don't, you guys, if you're listening, don't go back. Don't go back to the last thing you knew.
Good Lord, no.
Don't do that right
now. Because it's going to hurt you.
Yes, it will. Do
I don't
not
care
go
what it is.
It's going to nick you in the keister, because the year of reconciliation is about owning your skills right now, not about going backwards to become something that you're not.
Absolutely.
That
yeah.
you grew past.
Yes. It's time to move forward into the future, no matter how scary it is.
That's absolutely true. You know what's making me feel so awkward right now? Normally I'm checking Facebook. I'm checking in with people having conversations. My phone died on the way over here. So I've got no way to check in on Facebook. I feel like in this velocity, I can feel the show just rocking by. And I'm thinking, oh my God, all the things I usually do to connect to people I can't do right now. But again, there is a reason for this.
Yes, there is.
There is a reason for this right now. And that's part of my spiritual path right mm-hmm. now is just deal with the velocity.
Right.
Especially
right.
if all the things out of your control as a media personality, I'm like, oh, this is such bad form. Oh my God. But again, it's the retrograde. It's the velocity of things that are out of your control. And it's still just rolling through them with what you're given.
Right. Right. Just time to lean back and catch the wave, people.
Well, now, you know, you and I were having a conversation earlier this evening that I want to bring to the air that I think is fascinating. You said something very fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm.
You oftentimes do about many subjects, in fact, which is why you're on the show today. however, you came out and you said, well, the government's been doing some really interesting things lately.
The government has been doing some interesting things today. If you notice, today we had a fairly clear sky.
Here in Montana.
For a very a big change. We generally have not had clear skies. We've had lots and lots of chemtrails or vapor trails, as some people call them. I pretty much know that there are things, chemicals in there that don't have anything to do with flying an airplane.
Right.
So,
you mean it's not just exhaust? You know, they're awful high.
Yeah, right.
That makes condensation. It makes exhaust clouds. So,
I'm sorry, but exhaust from the airplanes, if that were the case, we would have seen it all of our lives and not just in the last few months, it being so totally covered that we can't even see the sky anymore. And if you notice, we had sunshine today and we had blue sky, which was absolutely beautiful. It was back to our big sky of Montana.
Right. And for those that are just tuning in, will you explain what chemtrails are? There are many, many people who don't understand what these are. There's many people that don't believe in them. So explain what you're talking about to folks.
Well, my understanding of chemtrails is that they're playing most people, I think, believe that they're playing with the weather. And so they're throwing chemicals up in the air that could change the weather. And they do. If you've noticed what our snow looks like, it doesn't look like our normal snow lately. And it doesn't melt like our normal snow either.
I found that most fascinating. You know, we had a snow a while back, and the snow was actually packed together and wouldn't melt in the house. That was,
yeah.
I thought that was so fascinating. People were bringing
these
snowballs
nuts.
In. Yeah. Guess what, people? Snow melts. Snow melts. And so people were bringing in these snowballs going, why isn't this melting?
Right.
And what another application for chemtrails also is I've been picking up that they're trying to get rid of certain toxins and certain yucky stuff that we shouldn't even have.
Right.
By blowing it up into the way stratosphere and hoping it just continues to blow around the world instead mm-hmm. of settling down.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't really bury it and they can't do other things with it. And what I'm noting is obviously it's flu and cold season. You know, it's
sure.
flu season.
Sure.
So people are getting sick. I've noticed a fascinating kind of virus going around. That
uh-huh.
feels so brand new when I clock it. Now, it's not to say that viruses cannot augment, because they do.
Well, sure. Yeah.
You know, they change all the time.
That's the nature of a virus, really.
Exactly, yeah. is to change and to right. mutate. Yet what I've been picking up is a resonation that's brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, you are something that's mixing with our yucky McYuck that we already have down here. And you are creating this bug that mm-hmm. I know people who haven't been sick in 15, 20 years who are just sicker than a dog right now.
Right. And it seems to come and knock them down and then go away for a little bit and come back.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting to me, too.
Well, the body fights it off, and then it fights off. The body's fighting it off, and it mutates and comes back around for a 2- and 3-round fight with people that is lasting up to 2 months.
Right.
And I will tell you guys, if you're struggling with this illness, make sure you get a lot of sleep. One thing that the human body will do, I don't care how mutated a virus is, if you are rested, you think a virus mutates, you just wait till your body mutates to kick the butt of the virus, but you have to have enough rest to do that.
Exactly, yeah. Drink lots of water, too.
Yeah, water is hugely important right now.
Absolutely. Essential oils help a lot, too, especially thyme and oregano right now. On Guard is one that'll work through doTERRA. And Thieves is the Young Living version of that. And I'm sure that Windmere has one too. I just can't think of the name of it right now, but it's very good. It's got the same essential oils actually that they used during the Black Plague.
God, that's helpful.
Ward off the plague. Yeah. So
very nice. Yeah. Very helpful. You know, I found it so fascinating lately. Not only the physical ailments with people, but when we came into this year of reconciliation, whose energy signature really fully switched over around the 5th and 6th of January, mm-hmm. we are in full tilt. Whatever your deal is, bring it to the table and execute. Do yes. not drag your butt. Just go for it.
Right.
Go, go, go. And for most of us, that velocity without having the time to really examine what we need to do is great. So people are getting sick because we're cramming too much stuff into too little of time.
Yes, that's very true. And some of us call that, let's see, I know there's different words for it, but waking up symptoms or...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, we actually get physically sick because we're waking up so fast spiritually.
And what Marcia's referring to is when your spirit, when you wake up, when your spirit begins to connect itself to your highest gifts and purposes, that creates a different resonation in your soul. And mm-hmm. your soul, I don't care how you look at yourself, but you are an electromagnetic creature in a physical body. That's right. Why when you die, the medical community has actually measured up to 3 ounces that leaves the body.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no idea where this goes. And obviously it's not urine into a bed because they're weighing the whole bed. And the urine in your bladder is accounted for, so it would weigh the same whether it was in your bladder or into the bed.
Right.
So that's not what they're measuring. They're measuring something that literally lifts up out of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an electromagnetic mass, which is why when we do ghost hunting, we can find human spirits by surveying the electromagnetic activity in the room.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. And we use devices for that that are actually very common in electricians' fields.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they find ungrounded wiring. That same, like a K2 meter, the same thing you use to find an EMF leak in an ungrounded wall is the same thing that you will find a ghost with if you're ghost hunting, which I think is great.
Fascinating, isn't it?
I know it. It is fascinating. And so when you're doing this, we're talking about how does your body being awakened or your spirit being awakened affect the body? Well, electromagnetically, as more of you spiritually comes online, awareness is gifts, talents, opportunities for growth, who you're supposed to be in the world. When all of this ignites, that changes your vibration.
Right.
Think about turning up, you know, remember those 1975 foot massagers? You put your feet in the water, yes. and they go, and you dial it up and go, and really vibrate your feet. You know, what's happening is people's vibrations are going from to, and people are
exactly.
like, oh my God, I'm shaking apart.
Uh-huh. And their body feels it.
Just like your
For
feet
sure.
feel it. Yes. You got more juice in the water, people. So it's igniting. It's igniting ourselves. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how do we physically get through this acceleration process with all of us waking up and our spiritual vibrations shooting through the roof. How do we get through this? And what are some great ways to actually manage this physically? Of course, you are listening to Sight Unseen only on MTRadio.net. Don't go anywhere. Sight Unseen will be right back.
Hey there, it's Rebecca from Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. We've got a new way of working out that can burn more fat and make your body more athletic in less time. I'm talking about the Fit Body Bootcamp fat-burning workouts that will do the job of a one-hour traditional workout in only 30 minutes. Our secret sauce is how we create the afterburn effect with combined resistance training and cardio to make sure you burn more fat after each session. Try our 21-day Fat Loss Inferno program to see for yourself. You'll get our exclusive program with our Fit Body Jumpstart Nutrition Plan. Call 850-8459 to reserve your spot. New members only, please.
Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook.
Hey, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew here. It's that time of year. We're ramping into the holidays, and with that comes the holiday stress. Sleepless nights because your brain won't shut down. My meditation CD, Creation Whispers, is a massage for the mind. I've composed a musical canvas that specifically inspires theta waves in the brain, which triggers the deep relaxation that's necessary to fall asleep. Download my album, Creation Whispers, from iTunes today and get the rest your body is craving. Also available on CD at Barjans in downtown Billings.
There's a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years,
and it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on!
Evil is the opposite of light and of God, and I think that that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
At Soul Sync Body Work in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Body Work for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com.
Fit Body Bootcamp. Billings. Mind. Body. Life. Actual clients. Tell their stories.
My biggest success, going from a size 34 to a size 30 for my pants and losing 25 pounds.
I went from 25% body fat down to 15% body fat.
I have lost 45 pounds.
Fit Body Bootcamp Billings, 601 24th Street West in Westgate Village. Be the change you want to see. And now, back to Sight Unseen.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I am your host, psychic comedian Danielle Agnew. Of course, with us this entire hour is my dear, dear friend and fantastic spiritual colleague, tonal healer and intuitive, Marsha Reichert from Soul Sync Body Work here in Billings, Montana. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine. I'm doing better now that we're all commiserating about our time loss.
Absolutely.
Good heavens. And I've got my phone charging thanks to Sean here, who owns and runs this beautiful station. And he brought his phone charger in. So, oh my God, I can get to you guys on Facebook now. I'm feeling so weird and cut off from life. Before the break, Marsha, we were talking about how to deal with this massive acceleration in velocity that we have noticed since 2015, the year of reconciliation, has taken its place at the top of January. And yes, one of the big topics you brought up was, as people are finding themselves accelerated, and we're talking spiritually accelerated, that is bringing up physical symptoms of illness, of fatigue. Not only are we noticing time loss, but we are noticing physical symptoms of fatigue. So right before the break, we started into this phenomenon. And as a healer, this is what you do.
Yep.
Is, you know, you deal in this area. As a healer, I would love you to pass on to our listeners some tips about how they can deal with the physical acceleration of the spirit and what that means for the body.
Okay. Well, one of the things I would like everybody to start with is put your feet flat on the floor and let those feet grow roots all the way into the earth, way, way, way down into the earth. And then once those get way down deep into the earth, then bring all that energy from the earth up through your feet. And then let it take over your whole body through your knees, your hips, your back, all the way up your spine, through your heart, up your neck, into your forehead, and through your crown chakra. And then let that explode all the way up into the heavens. Take that energy from the heavens and bring it back down through your crown chakra, through your third eye, all the way through your brain. Let it wash that out. Down through your neck. Let it wash out your heart. Open up your hands. Let it go down, out your hands, and down your spine, down your hips, down your knees, down your ankles, and all the way out your feet again, so that you are a clear channel for both earth and heaven. Then think about whatever the pain is, where it's at, whether it's yours, because that's a lot of it. We're carrying around everybody else's stuff right now. And let it go. If you have to offer it up to God or whatever you believe is God, your higher self, anything, let it go. And let all those energy cords that are attached to you go too. Just ask your higher power to remove them. You will feel much, much better, much more grounded, because a lot of us feel like we're going so fast right now that we can't even find our feet. So, or we might not even notice that we can't find our feet. We're just floating around and can't figure out what is wrong with us. So,
that is absolutely true. I was actually doing that exercise as you were talking about it, and what a powerful visual that is. And what I could feel, that connection. I have a problem with grounding because I'm so top chakras in my work, in my translative work. It's all third eye, crown, throat, heart, boom, top chakra. So for me, making sure that I have that root that's connected downward is very important. And this will dramatically help people physically in reclaiming their pace.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, don't let yourself think that because you have roots going into the ground that you can't walk anymore, because of course you can. Those are energetic roots.
Yeah, of course you can. Doesn't mean you've got serious roots. It means you can still move,
people. It won't make you feel like you're trudging through the earth. It'll be fine.
Good God. You know, with the way that things are going right now, I've had people just being so fatigued. And I'll use myself for an example.
Yeah.
I generate an enormous amount of energy during a day. Mm-hmm. And I am way okay with that. In fact, I am very okay operating at a very high yield of energy on a regular basis.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what I do, right? And with the normal yield that I've got, plus just the, you know, moving, and that's all interruption with root chakra and grounding, plus other things that are coming forward for me, new opportunities to reach out with, really, I don't even want to use the word ministry. It's the wrong word. Spiritual outreach that I'm doing with people.
Yes.
And those opportunities that are opening up right now, which are huge. I mean, there's a lot of really quick change.
Absolutely.
In my physical body, now guys, I'm using me as an example here because I'm kind of a decathlete when it comes to routing spiritual energies within myself. I've been really tired. I've been very tired. Like I said, the only place I'm not tired is doing my job for other people. That I can do all day long. But just physically, I just feel like I've got not enough time in the day and not enough storage in the tank. What do you think? How is your experience of this velocity issue been?
Well, yes, I've been extremely tired too. And when I try to get sleep, I don't feel like I have slept.
Oh God, that's another one. Yes. That's another fun one. I'm like, I'm not sleeping. When I looked into that, I've been having difficulty sleeping, which I can occasionally, depending on what's going on in the world, I'll pick stuff up and that gets old west for me.
Sure.
However, I was a few nights ago just struggling with an anxiety attack that was so profound, and it had to do with fatigue because I could not turn my brain off. There was nowhere to find time to unplug.
Yes. Yes. I agree with that. It's been very hard to figure out where we are in the world right now and get our bearings.
Well, yeah. So. And that has been phenomenally stressful for people also. So give us okay, I'm going to back this question up. You relate with the elemental energies of the earth.
Oh, yes.
You know, the fairies, the gnomes, the God's middle management for all things that connect the ground to the human species.
Right.
And every human being has a significant amount of genome that comes from other places. We have off-world genome. We have elemental genome. Mm-hmm. We like to think that we're the only sentient thing in the whole universe. And, you know, I hate to tell you people, but before there were human beings, there were what we now call cheesy stuff. We now call the elemental sex, S-E-C-T-S, not S-E-X. We call them fairies and leprechauns. And that's what our word for the living sentient beings that God created that were here before mankind. That's what we call them.
Right. Right.
God knows what they call us. I don't even want to know. But the bottom line
sometimes
here.
Sometimes it's not so great.
No, it's not. You know, I want you to explain, and the reason I'm going to put you on the spot just a little bit here, Marcia, but I'm doing it for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm doing this is because as people are accelerated and awakened right now, they are coming into awarenesses about their genome or about themselves.
Yes.
That are opening their eyes to their abilities spiritually. Now, human beings, we do have amazing innate spirituality, mm-hmm. that is innate to the human spirit. Yet for others who have maybe a little more off-world genome or a little more of their elemental genome showing, explain to us that process of coming to peace with that.
Oh my gosh.
Go for it.
That's been a big one for me because I am, as you know, so many different kinds of elemental all at the same time. I'm pretty much everything elemental all at the same time.
Which I find fascinating, which is why I want you to tell this story.
So, in fact, the other night I turned into a Selkie, and what a Selkie is a cross, it's a fairy creature that's a cross between a seal and a man. So when it comes out of the water, it turns into a man, usually falls in love because it's out of the water, and then impregnates a woman and gets in trouble because, you know, he's impregnated the woman, but nobody has ever written about how the Selkie feels about this, having to go back to the fairy world and not being able to be with the woman that he loves and not being ever able to see that child other than maybe once every 10 years. So I actually turned into one of those, morphed a little bit, and my eyes changed and I scared some people.
I think this is great. Tell this story a little. Go into this a little for people because there's a lot of what's called transmutation or transfiguration happening with people as our ethers are shifting and thinning. And folks who do have a predominant amount of genome in other areas are noticing some things are getting a little old west. Explain this. Go for it, girl.
So I had a couple people doing energy work on me and they removed something that had been there since ancient times.
Talking from past lives.
Yes. Many, many lives ago. And they were explaining that was happening. But all I could think of was me coming out of the water as this man. And I couldn't figure out what was going on with me exactly. I just felt like I could come out of the depths of Loch Ness. And I'm thinking about coming out to Inverness, or close to Inverness, in Scotland. And seeing this beautiful woman, and I looked up, and my hair was kind of half in front of my face because they had moved my neck around. And this, understand that this is, nobody else is knowing that this is going on inside of me. And I was also having panic attacks because somebody was moving my head around. And I remember asking a friend of mine, I said, how many times have I had my neck broken? And he, in different lifetimes. And he said, at least three. So I knew why the panic attacks were happening, but I was also changing into this other creature at the same time. So all of this is happening. And that's part of that 2015 thing where all of this can happen at the same time. So I looked up and apparently my eyes had changed and everything had changed on my face enough to where another friend of mine thought that I had had a stroke because he looked at my picture.
Good heavens.
And my face was drooping and my eyes had changed and the pupils had gone. He thought the pupils had expanded to go black. Really? It was just a different creature coming out. two gals that were there were a little bit weirded out by it, or quite actually weirded out by it. They're both growing spiritually, exponentially, and just really didn't know what to think about the whole thing. Pretty
Absolutely.
Much everybody in the crowd that night, there were, I think, six of us there, maybe seven, has felt some kind of spiritual growing pain through this.
Yes.
So it was very interesting about how this all came about and how it all could be explained. because it took me even a day or two to realize what was going on, and I had to discuss it with you.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like, let's talk about this, because I have had another individual who shall remain nameless out of their privacy, gender even remaining nameless, discussing the fact that they had an earring in, and the back of the earring, snapped on. It was a stud, uh-huh. You know, so those backs stick on. Mm-hmm. And this person was freaked out because they rolled over in the middle of the night and got poked in the back with their earring. Well, their earring had not, they're like, okay, well, the back came off and it fell off. Actually, no, the entire earring was laying in the bed, complete with the back still snapped on it. And I looked at this individual who I'd been meaning to talk about with this for a long time. And I thought, well, you know, you hear these angels saying, not time, not time, not time. And I'm like, now it's time. And they're like, yeah, now it's time. This individual's been having phasing problems. Uh-huh. And what phasing is when you are a spiritual being and you're upshifting and you're uplifting and whatnot. Again, guys, remember, we're a spiritual thing in a physical body. And we are, as we phase, okay, that shifts our physicality.
Right.
And it's like little ripples that go through. And think about Alien versus Predator, where Predator all of a sudden looks invisible. It, you know, Predator phase shifts and you can't see Predator except unless it's moving a certain way. And we will phase in ripples when our body and our spirit are growing. And this individual phased and the flipping earring fell right out. And it poked this person in the back. And I told this person, I said, look, I got something to tell you, and you're going to think I'm jackrabbit crazy. But because this person was racking they're a Virgo, they're racking their brain out going, oh my God, how could this possibly happen? You can't just have an earring fall out and the back still be on it. Obviously I saw the front of the earring, and it was much larger than to be able to go through the back of this person's ear hole was
right,
tiny.
Right.
So it's not like, you know, this earring could have migrated through one way or the other. They just phased an earring fell out because there was no more earlobe that could hold that.
Right.
And let me show you a picture of something, Marcia, because thanks to Sean, my phone is working, and I actually got a post to Facebook. Thank you, Mercury Retrograde, you ass. I know, be at peace with retrograde, Danielle. I'm not. I have a type AAA personality sometimes, and sometimes it shows, even though I'm a very spiritual person. So I'm working on it tonight, people. I'm working on it. What I want to show you, Marcia, is I have been experiencing phasing issues.
Yes. I imagine.
Really badly. And I was at sushi yesterday with my wife, and I wasn't feeling right. And I mm-hmm. kept trying to take a picture of myself because I've got a little owie in my mouth I was trying to take a picture of and to decide if I need to go to the dentist for it or not. And so I was trying to, you know, shine a light back there and take a picture. And as I'm trying, I know, because that's what you do at sushi, right? It's take pictures of your
exactly.
own dental issues.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is that? I want to take a picture. And my wife's like, oh my God, I married you and I'm going to kill myself. Is this really happening? I'm like, no, I want to see this. So I'm taking this picture, and every time I want to show you what's happening, first of all, the camera won't fire. And then once
sure.
it does fire, I'm getting these fascinating and okay. So you'll notice here's a picture of me with these weird stripes on my face. Now, here's a picture of my wife. I'm like, come here. I'm going to try an experiment. And I flash it. She's fine.
She's fine.
She's fine. Then I take a picture of me again and more stripes across my face. I'm like, God dang it. So then I take a picture of a water glass and it's inanimate. Nothing. No problem.
Right, right.
Take a picture of my wife again. She's fine.
She's,
and, except for the expression
as usual.
Thank you.
Except for the annoyed expression.
Yeah, the annoyed expression
yeah.
of God, are you seriously doing this in the restaurant? Okay. There's the water glass.
Uh-huh. What perfect.
Perfectly
absolutely
fine.
Absolutely perfect.
There's my hand. Covered in phase weird band. But it's like I've got a... It looks like I'm taking a picture through...
Venetian blinds.
Yes.
That's what it looks like.
It looks like I've got a shadow through there. That's the booth. It's fine. She's like, please
yep.
stop doing this. Okay. And there it is again. Lots of stripes on my hands.
Those are even darker, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, these... Actually, I'm going backwards.
Oh, my goodness.
See how dark
wow.
that is?
Yeah.
Now, I'm actually going backwards. This is my creepy dental work, but look at that. Okay? All of those stripes, that's really creepy, with tons of stripes over
it
my gaping
mouth. It literally looks like she's in jail. Like there's bars running across her face.
Yeah, there's bars running. Now, how about that one where you can't see anything?
Oh, wow.
That was just...
Very nice.
Yeah, it's the whole picture is just black.
What's on the bottom? Is that a tooth?
That's a tooth.
One it's lone tooth, which if you've ever seen Danielle Egner, her teeth are perfect. So there's no way you can only see one.
And there's one tooth. Okay. And that was the first picture. Look how thick and black those bars are across there. So, I mean, you went backwards looking at it. It looked like a shadow too. Look at this, Sean. I mean, this is like just black stripes. Okay. So what we're looking at here, I'm trying to explain this phasing issue for people and what we've looked at here. Oh, that's a pretty picture from where I was on the ferry. So,
that's beautiful.
But yeah, that was the first one I took. And there are giant blocks of the picture just missing. Because what it's trying to reflect the light off of is missing in space, okay?
Right.
So I'm phasing in and out, and it's taking a picture of, like, it reminds me of the bars on these photos. It looks like, for anybody who's familiar with broadcast, where you had the odd fields and the even fields on a TV screen that swipe across. It's like I've got half my fields showing. Yeah. I've been de-interlaced by the universe right here. I'm like, what the hell is happening? So this is, okay, so there's the big, you know, stripes. There's nothing. That's a black picture. The stripes are getting, now I'm getting wise to it. So I'm trying to attenuate my frequency. The stripes are a little thinner. I'm getting thinner and more squared out because now I'm getting mad. Now I'm like, look at what the heck's going on. And as you can see, now they're getting lighter because mm-hmm. I'm realizing that I'm out of phase and I'm trying to do something about that. So this is why I asked you. I actually have physical documentation of this phenomenon going on right here.
Exactly.
This phase shifting. Mm-hmm. And this is making people very, very tired.
Well, I can imagine why.
Yes.
Your body's working overtime to stay physical.
Exactly. I'm working overtime to stay in this dimension. And as right. I've been phasing in and out, I'm losing huge blocks of time, which suck because it's also pulling people in around me that are losing blocks of time.
Right, right. Yeah. And you're not the only one.
No.
I think it's happening to pretty much everybody, but whether or not they realize it's happening is totally different story. So everybody's feeling weird. They just don't know why.
Yeah, everybody is feeling weird. And that's one of the reasons that I wanted to actually show you those photographs. And hopefully that was not terrible radio trying to explain something visual over the radio. Yet it was important to note that as we are shifting physically, even a camera will pick that up.
Right.
And say, okay, yes. now I see you, now I don't. A flash is a nanosecond.
Yeah.
And that flash is literally, it's like, it's taking a picture of where your phase is at that point. And like interlacing on television, it's going to find the odd field or the even field or whatever. And the rest you'll note is just black. There was just nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Would have been interesting to see pictures of me last night, I think, because I kept morphing in and out according to people.
Would you take some pictures? You will see the photo I just showed you of my beautiful yet irritated wife as I'm taking these experimental photos and snapping them off.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there was not a shadow of a Venetian blind between me and my camera within, 18 inches of me.
Right.
So this is something that's happening to people, and we need to be aware of it because this is part of the acceleration process.
Right, right.
And I don't want to run out of time on our segment here, Marcia. In the last few minutes that we have, as we are feeling this acceleration, we are supposed to be phasing. That's part of what's supposed to be happening right
now. Yes, we are.
We're supposed to be phasing in and out. So I would recommend to everybody that if you're feeling like me and you're feeling like Marcia,
mm-hmm.
relax into the process and let go.
Right.
Granted, I was doing some experimentations with during these pictures of realizing I'm phasing and pulling my body into a different type of phase. So it began to kind of mellow out.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, if we don't relax, then we're going to struggle against a system that's much larger than us that's attempting to get us to transition.
Exactly.
And that wears you out.
Exactly. And you know what? I know some people have gotten angry over this too. If you've gotten angry over this, forgive yourself and just kind of work through the anger. Just own it. Let yourself be angry for a little while. Do not stuff it down. That will hurt. Just be angry for a while. Beat up your pillow, something. It's okay.
Yeah. Let it fly.
If you need to talk to somebody about it, talk to someone.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys, allow whatever is trying to come up to come up. If you're tired, sleep. If you feel out of phase with the universe, that's okay. The universe is phasing. We are going from the third to the fourth dimension. Some people call it the fourth to the fifth dimension. Spiritually, right. We're going from the fourth to the fifth dimension. Physically, we're going from the third to the fourth. Yes. So there's a lot of shift going on. Like I said, I've got pictures. I've got the pictures to prove this phenomenon is actually happening because I got 1 foot in here and 1 foot in the hereafter on a regular basis anyway.
You should post some of those up on Facebook so people can know what we were talking about.
Absolutely. They're going to be like, what? It looks like bars? What are you talking about? Email me actually on Facebook. And of course, that's Danielle Agnew, E-G-N-E-W. Email me through Facebook. I'm happy to email these pictures to you and show you what I was doing and going through. Marcia, where can people find you?
We're on Facebook at Soul Sync Bodywork. And we're at soulsyncbodywork.com. You can also find my energy work at channelingdivine.com.
I love that story. That's awesome. Go ahead.
And we are at 208 North 29th Street, Suite 227. You're welcome to stop by anytime and get help with any of this.
That's right. You guys do a lot of help with that. What's your phone number down there that people can reach you?
252-4832.
And that's area code 406. She does do remote healings all over the world. So
I do.
You guys can, of course, find me at Danielle Agnew, E-G-N-E-W, -advisor.com. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter under Danielle Agnew. Hit me up, and we will actually discuss these phasing issues and these pictures of phasing. Stay tuned for my co-host Roy Pack and I coming up on The Soul after this, talking about how to deal with the great acceleration. How do you deal with that psychologically, spiritually? How do you deal with identity issues and not enough time? Thanks for joining us here on Sight Unseen, you guys, every single Wednesday. We love having you. We love when you call in and we love when you listen. So we will see you guys next week. Thanks so much. Stick around for The Soul with myself and my co-host Roy Pack.